of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for Wednesday, November 25. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine says Dominica's government has failed to retain and effectively utilize Dominica's human resources that have excelled in skills, expertise, and academia. On Monday, November 30, UE Five Islands Campus Antigua continues public advocacy conversations to enhance the global competitiveness of the OECS with the topic, the future of work in the OECS subregion. And Jeopardy announces Ken Jennings, greatest of all time, with 74 consecutive wins as interim host following the death of longtime host Alex Trebek earlier this month. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details after this.
Free loans for your every need. Courts have you covered, best believe. Courts ready cash is for everyone. Not to worry, fast approval. Hurry up and come, come, come. We got it all, we on the go. Courts ready cash, you already know. We got it all, we on the go, go, go. Courts ready cash, always ready when you're ready, let's go.
Courts ready cash, ready when you are.
Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine says Dominica's government has failed to retain and effectively utilize Dominica's human resources that have excelled in skills, expertise, and academia. Dr. Fontaine says this key cadre of individuals and resources have had no alternative but to opt to develop other companies and countries because those countries make the standard of living more attractive for them than their own government.
We are blessed in Dominica. We have a critical resource, which is our human resource, fairly well-disciplined, well-trained, well-educated populace. But we have not been able to make use of that population. Instead, we've allowed that population to migrate in droves overseas. How do you maintain, how do you retain that key cadre of individuals and resource that you can work and that you can help build your country?
Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine. President of the Dominica Association of Teachers, Mervyn Alexander, says the DAT is now engaged in negotiation with the government for the triennium 2018 to 2021. The DAT says it has sent a proposal to government, and government in turn has sent a counterproposal to the association. Alexander says there are many factors to consider before just accepting the proposal put before them.
Also this year, with the COVID-19 pandemic and going on and that sort of thing, so it's kind of very difficult. But I mean, we're also looking at our teachers as well to know what they're faced with. And I mean, the salaries that they get in now as teachers, then the cost of living in this country and that sort of thing. So we had to bring all these things into play, and somehow we had to try and meet each other halfway and that sort of thing, whatever and so on.
Alexander thinks teachers are taken for granted in Dominica, and he is calling for more recognition and appreciation for them.
Especially now, teachers, they feel that they are working harder now than before, outside of COVID, of course. But in old days, it is much harder for us because we had larger classes, for one, and they have more things at their disposal than we had before. But what was going for us at the time is that the children had a lot more respect, and we had more parental support than now. So I think that is one of the problems we have now in our society, the lack of parental support for the whole school system. And I think more recognition should be given to our teachers because, let's face it, teachers are the one making everybody else, you know. And upon that, if teachers do not raise funds, schools do not raise funds, it is very difficult for them to run their schools because it's almost impossible for them to run their schools now. So I think more recognition should be given to our teachers than is being done now.
DAT President Mervyn Alexander. Coordinator of the Health Promotion Unit, Mignon Roll Shillin Ford, is asking corporate businesses to invest in a work wellness program. She says with this in place, there will be healthier workers with less sickness and absenteeism, hence money being spent towards production instead of downtime to staff.
I also want to talk to some of our corporate businesses. And we are seeing that, you know, some of them may be burning with a number of sickness and absenteeism. And these are people that you do not get any product from them, production, because they are sick. and yet still you have to pay. Invest in a work wellness program. Because what you will see happening, if you have a wellness program at work where you get persons to exercise and eat healthy and you bring in persons to inform and educate them, you're going to have healthier workers. And then you will start seeing that the money you'll be spending on sick leave with no production put into a wellness will be improved.
Coordinator of the Health Promotion Unit, Mignon Rule Shillingford. Rihanna Patterson, videographer, photographer, and the founder of the Dominica Dementia Foundation, is planning to produce a documentary film on dementia. Rihanna founded this charity due to the passing of her grandfather, Terry Vidal, in Dominica, and received the Queen's Young Leader Award in 2017. The Dementia Island Journey film will focus on culture in Dominica and how it allows the residents there to live long and healthy lives, as well as Rihanna's personal journey in creating an impact in the lives of the elderly in Dominica. Rihanna, who started her foundation after her grandfather passed from dementia, says, "My goal is to spread awareness of dementia, present a positive portrayal of dementia and older people." She also said this is more than just a film, it will become a movement. "The stigma of dementia and mental health by extension still exists. I want to play my part in creating a space where people are comfortable sharing their stories." Dominica is known as the Nature Island of the Caribbean. The island is well known for the longevity of its inhabitants, particularly its high number of centenarians. There is currently no cure for dementia, but there are still small changes that can be made to live well with the condition. Rihanna will explore how the holistic approach to health and well-being that is part of the island's culture might inform treatment and responses to dementia. The documentary will be filmed in the UK and Dominica and will also include other Caribbean countries such as Barbados. The cost of the production is £20,000 through crowdfunding on the Buy Me Coffee website on the 16th of November. You can find out more about this project on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also email dementiaisledoc@gmail.com for PR and specific inquiries. You can contribute to this project via this website. Rihanna expressed that if she raises over the expected budget, the funds will be used to donate to other educational and mental health charities in the Caribbean. The Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, DAIC, will hold its final Eggs and Issues Breakfast for 2020 on December 2nd, with Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett as the keynote speaker. Executive Director of the DAIC, Liz Rafabian, says the meeting will be held under the theme, "The Dominica Entrepreneurship Visa Program, Opportunities for Economic Advancement and Population Growth."
In our continued effort to facilitate a platform for sharing of valuable knowledge and exchanging of ideas for enhanced decision-making, we are pleased to extend an invitation to our members, partners, and the wider private sector. According to the Honorable Roosevelt Skerrett, the Dominica Entrepreneurship Visa Program is designed to recognize the government's interest in providing a unique status to applicants who make a significant financial investment to Dominica and also adding value to our foreign direct investment into the private sector. This widens our economic base by expanding business activity and creating jobs. As such, we encourage all our members and private sector stakeholders to attend this breakfast to understand from the perspective of the Prime Minister on the opportunities of Dominica's Entrepreneurship Visa Program to our economic advancement and population growth.
DAIC Executive Director Liz Rafabian. Founder of Royal Globe Inc., Avina Prince, has introduced Startup Huddle to the Dominican market. The initiative is a collaborative effort with support from the U.S. Embassy for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. Prince says this is a safe space where entrepreneurs can present their business ideas, projects, and ventures that are 3 years and younger. This, she says, is all in an effort to help persons to understand what those ideas are about and to receive suggestions on how to handle difficulties that they may face.
While anybody can attend Startup Huddle Dominica, presenters will need to have an idea, a business venture, or a project that is 3 years or younger. The intention is to take businesses from startups to scale-ups. And so many times we hear of businesses that started and closed shortly after, sometimes less than a year. And when you get the backstory, it's something very simple that if they just knew the right people to reach out to, these businesses would still be existing today. What we want to do with Startup Huddle Dominica is to ensure that businesses are not closing for reasons that if they had just come to the Startup Huddle community, they would have had solutions for.
founder of Royal Globe Inc. and Startup Huddle organizer Avina Prince. Former acting director of public prosecutions Julian Prevost says he is all for the death penalty being on the law books and being implemented when necessary. His statement comes in reaction to the court ruling further to the guilty verdict in the Rodman Lewis murder trial of November 20, 2020. The Judicial Committee of the Privy Council has held that the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court's decision in Spence and Hughes versus Queen applies to Dominica. Therefore, the death penalty is limited to exceptional cases for offenses against persons. Now, convicted murderer Lewis could become the second person since Dominica's independence to be executed for his crime. Former acting director of public prosecutions Prevost says he sees no issue with it and feels it is a great deterrent.
I have no problem with it being on the books and it being implemented in the proper case. And when there's very aggravating circumstances in a murder case, the death penalty can be employed. I don't see why not. Ordinarily, it will not be. But when the case calls for it, because we have to deter people all the time from a life is sacred, you know, and there are no two lives in one person. Once it is gone, that's the end of it.
He says, I have no problem with hanging or the death penalty for murder.
I mean, if you think of you can just kill somebody and get away with it, that is not deterring crime. No, being bailed for murder is not a problem. The court will look at the circumstances of each case and determine whether the person should be granted bail and on what condition. I haven't got a problem with bailing for murder, but in aggravated circumstances, you should not get bailed for murder either. I have no problem with hanging or the death penalty for murder.
Former Acting Director of Public Prosecutions, Julian Prevost. And the next population and housing census is scheduled for 2021 with a new feature of computer-aided interface, says Lorna Prevost-Stevens, Acting Chief Statistician at the Dominica Central Statistics Office. This comprises four units, namely economic, social, and demographic, computing and surveys, and administrative. The Dominica CSO operates with the Census and Statistics Act with the mandate to collect, compile, analyze, abstract, and publish statistics portraying various aspects of the social, demographic, and economic conditions of the people of the state. The Statistics Authority for the state is also responsible for taking, from time to time, appropriate measures to organize and develop a national statistical system capable of meeting effectively the statistical needs of the social and economic planning. Stephen says the last census was done in 2011.
The next population and housing census is scheduled for 2021, which aims at conducting a comprehensive, high-quality count of all residents and buildings to determine demographic, socioeconomic, environmental characteristics, and particularly how these have changed since the last census of 2011.
A new feature to census to be implemented is a computer-aided interface.
Besides cost, some of the other main areas are advocacy, training, and the field enumeration. A new feature to the census is the use of computer-aided program interface. It's basically fully digitizing the census using tablets to collect the data. The census plays a vital role in national policies and decision-making.
Lorna Prevost-Stevens, Acting Chief Statistician at the Dominica Central Statistics Office. In other news this afternoon, on Monday, November 30, 2020, the University of the West Indies Five Islands campus in Antigua and Barbuda continues its public advocacy conversations aimed at enhancing the global competitiveness of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS. This month's feature presenters tackle the topic, The Future of Work in the OECS Region, from 6:30 p.m. Eastern Caribbean Time, 5:30 p.m. Jamaica Time. In keeping with the objectives of the campus's public advocacy series, esteemed speakers, His Excellency Dr. Didicus Jules, and St. Lucian educator and current Director General of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, and Dr. Cardinal Ward, engineer and engineering professor at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, intend to use data and research to shape the narrative surrounding policy, which can positively impact the region's ability to contend with like players on a global scale. And Jeopardy announces Ken Jennings, greatest of all time with 74 consecutive wins as interim host. Following the death of longtime host Alex Trebek earlier this month, Jeopardy announced it will showcase a rotation of interim guest hosts, starting with one of the game show's big winners and fan favorites, Ken Jennings. Jonathan Vigliotti reports.
Ken.
What is the Waltons?
That's right.
Let's take the name game for 200.
It's been 16 years since Ken Jennings first took Jeopardy by storm.
Ken?
Who is the skipper?
Yes.
He went on an historic and record-breaking run that year, ultimately winning 74 games and more than $2 million.
You were an excellent player. You caught some good breaks. And because of that combination, I'm going to say that your record, I don't think it'll ever be broken.
Jennings' streak is still unrivaled, and now he's set to take on a new Jeopardy challenge, hosting. The game show announced Monday that it would resume production next week with Jennings as the first in a series of interim guest hosts. There will only ever be one Alex Trebek, Jennings tweeted, but I'm honored.
People love him. He's a fan favorite. And for many fans, it would probably be a comfort to see Jennings on the screen.
Elaine Lowe is a senior reporter with Variety. She said it may be hard for viewers to transition away from Alex Trebek, who hosted the show for 36 years before losing a battle to pancreatic cancer earlier this month.
I think the best hope for anyone who is stepping behind that podium is really to create their own new relationship with these viewers and these fans at home.
It's a relationship Jennings has already spent decades building, and he's openly credited the show with changing his life.
I remember running home from school every day to watch the show. It was my favorite show, even before it paid for my house.
Here we go.
In recent years, Jennings has stayed involved with the game show, losing to IBM's artificial intelligence technology known as Watson in 2011.
Watson, what is executor?
Right.
And coming back to win Jeopardy's greatest of all time tournament this past January.
The greatest of all time. Congratulations.
And now, Jeopardy's greatest ever contestant becomes the first to fill the shoes of its legendary host.
Now, Jeopardy hasn't announced a permanent replacement for Trebek and will continue to unveil additional hosts in the coming weeks. Jennings does appear to be the frontrunner here. In addition to his time as a contestant, he became a consulting producer on the show earlier this year. And Gail, it's fair to say he has a huge fan base.
And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine says Dominica's government has failed to retain and effectively utilize Dominica's human resources that have excelled in skills, expertise, and academia. On Monday, November 30, UE Five Islands Campus Antigua continues public advocacy conversations to enhance the global competitiveness of the OECS with the topic The Future of Work in the OECS Subregion. And Jeopardy announces Ken Jennings, greatest of all time, with 74 consecutive wins as interim host following the death of longtime host Alex Trebek earlier this month. The news is brought to you through very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever.